Adventures of Uncle Jimmy, a Warner Brothers radio production starring William Farnham. Original story and direction by Edward Lynch. Again swung the other way, and now Florence, who once scorned her boy's wife, now has violently championed her good name and wished to keep it clean from scandal. No one could convince her that her suspicions were entirely without foundation, and her actions not alone foolish, but possibly dangerous in the far-reaching consequences they might incur. But Florence was Florence, and Uncle Jimmy, try hard as he might, could not prod her self-righteousness out of its niche.
I don't see why in the world I should change my mind or my attitude. It's just as plain as the nose on your face.
But your own boy and Edith Arden are... Oh, Florence, it's all too ridiculous, even for words.
Oh, that's just fine, Uncle Jimmy. Then why have any words at all about it?
Well, my dear, I'm not standing here talking just for the sake of being heard, you know. But surely your own good common sense should tell you...
So now I have common sense. I'm so glad. Not more than an hour ago, before Arnold Stewart left for the office, he accused me of not having the intelligence of a 2-year-old.
You made him very angry, Florence. Now, it's all so simple. I think by now you must be at least half convinced that Bobby and Miss Arden can't be accused of any wrongdoing.
And I suppose you'd like to have me run right over to Mrs. Jensen and fall on Edith Arden's neck with a tearful
Florence,
apology.
Florence, dear, I'm trying to be very calm, very deliberate. But in just a moment, you know, I'm going to lose my patience. Why, good heavens, woman, you... Oh, dear, dear, dear. Excuse me. It's all right. I'm cooled off again. But now look here, Florence. You know, in your zealousness to protect the good name of Rosalind Stewart and still keep Bobby somewhere under your protective wing, you know, you're making a fool of yourself.
Thank you, Uncle Jimmy. Thank you. I'm sure Arnold Stewart, Mrs. Jensen, Miss Arden, my son Robert, and all of my family would welcome and applaud such an observation. And it's becoming more and more evident to me...
That we're all against you?
Well, I can't say that you're all for me. But let's just skip the whole issue. I believe what I believe. You all can do the same thing.
Now, Florence, like the sweet, kind, and generous woman that you can be, why not tell Miss Arden and Mrs. Jetson and Bobby, too, that, well, in your anxiety to not bring more unhappiness to Rosalind...
No. No, I should say not. They can all come to me and apologize for what was the most disgusting arraignment of a mother that any boy ever attempted, and to which certain people present were a party. And those certain people can come to me, too.
Florence, Rosalind will be home in just 3 days.
I know that. And she's coming home to a very unwholesome situation, which has been developed right under the very nose of Mrs. Jensen, her sweet and adorable mother, Jensen.
Well, as Arnold himself would say, if that doesn't beat the Dutch.
Thank you.
Watson. She just won't be budged. Self-righteous she is, and self-righteous she'll remain.
Well, for all I care now, she can just stay that way. That woman's got more lessons to learn than I figured. The idea of ever dreaming that I'd let anything like that go on right under my very
nose. Well, I'll admit that Florence has approached this entire subject just a little hysterically. But after all, as far as Bobby goes, not being a woman and Caesar's wife to boot.
I know all about that expression, about Caesar's wife not being able to do any wrong. But that Bobby's right on the level, has been for weeks, and expects he'll go on being that way for the rest of his life now. Land of Betsy, here I sit doing nothing.
Well, now it won't do you any harm to do nothing for 5 minutes.
No, I gotta keep my fingers busy or my thoughts get to playing the old Nick with me. I'll just get me a bowl of apples and get them ready for baking.
Mm-hmm. Guess you're right about those troublesome thoughts.
Trouble with Vaughn Stewart. She ain't got half enough to do to keep her out of mischief.
You're right there.
I never saw a woman who shut herself away from the world like her.
Poor Florence.
She lives just for herself, her family,
and
2 or 3 friends. No wonder the neighbors around here call them snobs.
Well, we all live in a little world of our own, Mrs. Judson. The thing right now is that we mustn't let Miss Arden move away. Not before Rosalind comes back, anyhow.
I had a talk with her this morning before she left for her case. I think I kind of half got her talked into staying on a while.
Well, that's good. You know, I like the girl. Well, Florence did, too. You know, it's funny how she turns against perfectly innocent women so quickly.
She takes a fancy to any of them. Then, they're all just about as bad as Erna Townley really was.
Well, we're both very certain in our minds that Edith Arden and Robert Stewart are just friends. Aren't we, Mrs. Judson?
Why'd you ask me that? Just that way.
Oh, just wanted to make sure that you were as certain as I was.
Well, Uncle Jimmy, just how certain is that?
Not too certain.
I'm defending both of them. Because I know there ain't been nothing that's wrong between them. But Bobby's loneliness has made him turn to a woman for comfort. He's taken a great liking to the consolation Edith gives him.
Mm-hmm, I know. I guess it was fate that Edith Arden should have come home with Rosalind.
Well, if in the course of time they find each other, in the way that husband and wife should, I ain't going to put no stone in their path.
Nor me. You know, I sense certain things in both of them that perhaps neither has yet felt for the other.
Mm-hmm.
And if Florence could only be convinced that by her aggressive tactics, instead of taking them farther apart from each other...
She's just chasing them into each other's arms for protection and understanding and sympathy.
I'm afraid she won't see it until it's too late.
Well, I'm just keeping my eyes open and my mouth shut. But I'm glad that you sense what I do.
Well, all we can do now is sit back and wait for developments to happen. And I expect they will. Meantime, you know, I wish Florence could just get her thinking back to normal. You see, she feels that both of us...
I know. Aiding and abetting something that's just too wicked for words. Aiding and abetting another bad woman who's gonna snatch that boy of hers right out of her arms.
Yes, I guess he's once more the most precious thing in the whole world.
Well, I'll say it again. Robert Stewart's just another human being. There's some good in him and some bad. But as far as being too wonderful for any woman to take away from his mother's arms, well...
It's an open secret to which even Bobby is a partner. The events of the past 6 months have shown all of us that he's no prize package.
Have a sick headache every night? Gee whiz, I never walked around on my tiptoes so much in all my life.
Johnny, you stop growling or I'll give you something genuine to growl about now. You don't hear your sister complaining.
Well, she can forget all about Mom's sick headache by sewing or fixing her nails or tatting or crocheting.
Why don't you learn to tat, Johnny?
Why don't you learn to keep your mouth shut, that's what?
Johnny, didn't I ask you please not to raise your voice?
I'm not raising my voice any louder than you raise yours.
Now, see here, young man, what
Daddy,
do you mean by...
Johnny didn't do his homework.
You're a nasty old tattletale, that's what you are.
sleep.
Johnny, didn't you do your homework?
No, I didn't. And I don't care if I never do it again, as long as I live.
Look here, young man.
I get all floor marks and I don't pass, and everybody will be sorry. Because I'll be a dumbbell and you're my family. So,
young man, what do you mean?
Everybody will be ashamed of you.
Johnny, stupid.
Mom.
Now, I've heard just about enough. Now, I'm sick and tired of your ruling the house.
Mom, me too. Mom, stop it.
If I didn't have this sick headache, I'd take every stitch of your clothes off and...
Daddy! Mom's killing me, Daddy!
And give you the kind of a spanking you haven't ever had. Now, stop yelling! I'll give you something to yell about. Stop it! Stop it, I...
Flory, here, dear. You'll be sick, Flory, Mother. You'll have all the neighbors at their windows. Now, please.
And you go to bed this minute. And if I hear that loud mouth of yours again tonight, I'll...
I gotta do my own work, Mom. I really do. That's Daddy.
You'll get up an hour early and do it. But I want you to go to bed right this minute. And don't you dare slam that door, either.
Oh. Oh, my head. My poor head.
Mommy, dear. You lie down here, and I'll fix the pillows nice and high.
Oh, thank you, dear. Well, I must admit, Arnold, that your children have grown up with a wonderful respect for your discipline. As a father, you've certainly been a tremendous success.
Flory, tonight's no time to talk about successes of any kind. And I certainly don't believe that wailing the tower out of Johnny is going to make him love you
anymore. Oh, so now you're going to accuse me of being a child
beater. I didn't.
Well, I see. Well, you can just imagine how much strength I had. Sick as I am, to really have done much harm to anything except Johnny's dignity.
Oh. How are the pillows, Mommy? Just about right?
Oh, thank you, Lamb. About the only one who gives me any consideration, who understands me in the least, who has any sympathy for me or compassion, is Dorothy. Johnny Stewart, if you don't do as I say.
Oh, it's me. It's me, just Uncle Jimmy. How's it going, Florence? Any better at all?
Well, it wasn't really bad, but Florrie would have to get out of bed and just come
down
here.
Yes, Uncle Jimmy. I'm a child beater now.
Oh, no.
Now, just take it easy, folks. How about all of us wooing the dove of peace, if only for one night, eh?
Isn't that a telegram you have there, Uncle Jimmy?
Yes, Dorothy.
A telegram? For any of us?
No, it was for Mrs. Jetson. She gave it to me to read to all of you.
Uncle Jimmy, I hope it isn't bad news.
Well, it is and it isn't. Anyhow, it doesn't commemorate any occasion that we can remember with rejoicing in the years to come. Received my divorce at 4 p.m. this afternoon. Leaving for home tomorrow. Signed, Daughter Rosalind.
Oh, no. Don't cry, Mommy. It'll make your head hurt.
Well, that's over for the poor child.
The telegram, while it came to Mrs. Jetson, was addressed to two people. The girl's two mothers, Anna Jetson and Florence Stewart.
Surely now that Rosalind is coming home, Florence will relent and offer her apology to Mrs. Jetson and Edith Arden. But how does Bobby feel about all this and will bring Edith and Bobby closer together?